This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russia carried out what Ukrainian officials called a massive attack early Tuesday, targeting Kyiv with more than 20 drones. The Ukraine's air defense is mostly destroyed. Kyiv's military administrative chief, Sergei Popko, wrote on his Telegram social media account that Russia had relied solely on the Iranian-made Shahed drones for what he said was its 17th assault on the Ukrainian capital this month. Surveying the damage Tuesday, Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said Russia's attacks have been relentless.
Almost every day we receive the attack from missiles, kamikaze drones. Oh, hometown, it's more, almost 800 buildings destroyed, 417 more than 117, this last information. More than 400 buildings, apartments building destroyed, it's killed more than 160 people, it's five children. It's terror. It's genocide.
U.S. defense officials told VOA Tuesday the U.S. will provide another $300 million in new military aid for Ukraine in a package that's expected to include munitions for Ukraine's Patriot missile defense system. Officials who spoke to VOA on a condition of anonymity ahead of the package's expected formal release Wednesday said the latest aid also includes rockets for the high-mobility artillery rocket system, or HIMARS, and more tank ammunition. Finland, NATO's newest member, has been building 200 kilometers of fencing along its eastern border with Russia. Manager of the Finnish border project, Ismo Kirki, told the French news agency AFP the fence is meant to address the critical border areas.
The Finnish-Russian border is over 1,300 kilometers long, and this fence will be built 200 kilometers in the areas which are high-risk areas for the extensive illegal entry to Finland.
This is VOA News. There are critical days ahead as the White House and U.S. congressional leaders work to pass a compromise budget package in time to lift the nation's borrowing limit and prevent a U.S. default. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
A key test will come this afternoon when the House Rules Committee is scheduled to consider the debt limit package and vote on sending it to the full House. Officials say the U.S. risks default as soon as June 5th. President Biden says he feels good about the deal negotiated with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and has been calling lawmakers ahead of this week's votes in Congress. There are still concerns about the deal's passage, with some hard-right conservatives criticizing the lack of deep spending cuts they wanted, and liberals denouncing policy changes like new work requirements for older Americans in the food aid program. The full House is expected to vote on Wednesday. Jennifer King, Washington.
The NATO-led peacekeeping force in Kosovo reports 30 of its troops have been injured in fierce clashes with ethnic Serbs in the country. The Serbs are trying to block newly elected ethnic Albanian officials from entering municipal buildings in northern Kosovo. Associated Press correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
A statement says 11 Italian and 19 Hungarian soldiers have sustained multiple injuries, including fractures and burns from improvised explosive incendiary devices. It adds three Hungarian soldiers were wounded by the use of firearms, but their injuries are not life-threatening. Kosovo police fired tear gas to disperse the crowd as they tried to let new officials into the offices. Serbia put the country's military on high alert and sent more troops to the border with Kosovo. The two countries have been foes for decades, with Belgrade refusing to recognize Kosovo's 2008 sovereignty. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said Tuesday Uganda's new extreme anti-LGBTQ law appears to be illegal, and he urged the country's judiciary to review it. The measure, signed into law this week by Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni, is considered one of the harshest in the world and carries the death penalty for what it calls aggravated homosexuality. In an interview with the Reuters news agency, UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk said he hopes the law will be challenged.
It's devastating that this law was signed by the president, and I hope that the judiciary is going to look into it. And I can tell you, if they look at human rights law, their own constitution, they will find it in violation of it.
Turk blamed outside what he called so-called religious groups for stoking the government to pass the legislation. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.